Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And good morning, everybody. Great to be with you today on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day. By the way, I hope you had a great Labor Day day and afternoon, evening, and you were able to, to relax maybe a little bit, right? I hope. I actually did a little bit. You know, for those of us, by the way, that are farmers, you know, this is a time of year where it's hard to relax. It's hard to not labor every day on your farm. And of course, yesterday I did. That's how I celebrated Labor Day, was by working, friends. But I managed to knock off a little bit early and go have, well, some barbecue and great conversation with some friends from church. Now, that leads me to what I want to talk about today. I'm genuinely interested in fact, we're going to take an informal poll here on Political Coffee today. And it's just this. Based on my conversations last night with friends from church, I want to know, what are people in your world, what are they talking about? You know, invariably when you get together with friends, right, you kind of talk about whatever's going on in your lives, in your world, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what your world is. You talk about it. You communicate about it. What are people talking about? Doesn't have to be politics necessarily, although everything is politically related. There's no question about that. I want to know from you, and this is this informal poll that we're going to take here. I want to know, what are people in your world talking about? Is it vaccines, mandates? Is it kids going back to school, you know, being forced to wear masks? Is it defunding cops, social justice? In fact, there's an Oregon Catalyst story today. We'll talk a little bit about that. Nearly 30% of Oregonians favor abolishing police. I'm not kidding. And in fact, almost half of those that were surveyed by the Oregon Values and Belief Centers, almost half of these people, 45% under the age of 30 years of age, endorsed the idea of abolishing police departments. It's a stunning thing to even think about, that anyone with any critical thinking skills would think that that's a good thing. But there are. Is that what people are talking about in your world? How about, there's a story in the Gateway Pundit about this Australian politician who says that, his name's Daniel Andrews, says that people who do not get the COVID vaccine will not be allowed to have health care. Now, this is the guy who's head of the Labor Party in Australia, and he's the premier of Victoria. And this guy's known for outrageous comments. But here's my point to you. He said that if you're an Australian, you're not going to get health care unless you're vaccinated. Now, the only way that you can do that is if you have a government-run healthcare system. You get it? Doesn't have to be a rocket. Nobody has to be a rocket scientist to figure out what this is. If, in fact, we have government-run healthcare in America, this is what they will do. They will force you. Friends, this is why I'm asking this question. What are people in your world talking about? The reason I'm asking that is I think we have a very short window of time to retain our liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, folks. That's what America is founded on. The the principles, that these are inalienable rights. They're given to us by God, not by man, not by government, not by Kate Brown or anybody. But when you have 30% of Oregonians in favor of the idea of abolishing police departments, do you not doubt that we have a very short window of time to correct this? So what are people in your world talking about? I want to know. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. What are they talking about? What, when you guys get together, yesterday, when you got together with people, what did you talk about? Whether it was family, friends? How has this impacted, by the way, this whole business of vaccinations and COVID fear? How has it impacted your family relationships? I heard stories about that yesterday. About how some of the family members of some of the people that I were with will not associate with other family members because they haven't gotten the shot. Is that going on in your world? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. By the way, there's also an interesting story in the Federalist today about how the Biden administration is, well, they're, as we're all focused on vaccines and Afghanistan and all of this, you know what they're doing quietly behind the scenes? Well, they're engaging in little things that will disarm us of our Second Amendment rights. And you know what one of those things is? Banning ammunition imported into America. Not kidding you, folks. I didn't know this was happening. First of all, I didn't know that we were importing ammunition from Russia, but apparently we are. The subheadline of this, well, the headline of the story is Biden's ammunition ban is part of the left's plot to disarm Americans. The subheadline is the gun prohibition lobbies have discovered that even if they can't ban guns, choking off ammunition is an effective way to prevent people from using them. You all have probably been to Bi-Mart or some other place, some of the great gun shops that support this radio station, and you go there to buy some ammunition because you want to target practice. Can't get it. Or if you can get it, it flies off the shelves within a matter of minutes because people are hoarding ammunition. Why? Because of this reason. You see, if Tina Kotek and Kate Brown can't outright ban guns in Oregon, they'll find ways to make those gun owners ineffective at owning a gun. Senate Bill 554 was one of those ways of doing it, right? Fred and the boys, you know, stuck around and allowed you and I to lose a certain amount of our gun rights. Friends, we have 13 days left to get the signatures for Referendum 301. This is where we, the people, get to vote on Senate Bill 554. We need 74,680 signatures. We've only collected 20% of them that are verified. We have 13 days left. Friends, if you have not signed the petition, you have got to. Go to responsibleresponse.com. You can download the signature sheet. You can download a single signer sheet or a 10-line sheet. I'm literally clicking on it as we speak. And and you can click on the single signer sheet and you can print it off. And while we are talking, I am doing just that. And I'm doing it because it's that easy. There's no excuse, folks. If you value your Second Amendment right, just one of the rights that the left wants to take from us, the communists. If you value that right, you better sign this petition. And you can also print off the 10-line petition, and that gives you the ability to literally go out and gather signatures. We don't have that many days left, folks. The reason that we have to do this is because Fred and the boys got bought off. And it is a shame that they were not recalled. Every one of those rhino Republican senators. It's a shame. Anyway, folks, responsibleresponse.com. Responsibleresponse.com. Literally print it off. It's easy to do. Single signer sheet. Sign it. Put it in an envelope and a stamp on it and send it in. We don't have much time left. All right. What are people talking about in your world? What is it that when you get together, when you got together yesterday on Labor Day, what were people talking about? I'm genuinely curious. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Yesterday, I got an email late in the show from Rich, and I'll read that to you when we come back from the break here, because it gets into what we were talking about yesterday. What are you doing? Are you doing anything prophylactically to prevent COVID? That was part of our conversation last night with friends of mine. It was certainly centered around COVID, certainly around vaccine mandates. And I'll get into the more of that as we go through the show. Folks, I also want to remind you that our friends, and they are our friends at Freedom Heating and Air, are not only a great company that advertises on this show, great company that has been in business in the Salem Mid-Valley area for 40 plus years, but because they are so good at what they do, especially their emergency services, when something breaks down, they get out to you quickly and they get it fixed. They pride themselves on this. But because of that, they're pretty busy. They need workers. If you're interested in changing your career, maybe you ought to give them a call. Sit down and talk with them. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Freedom Heating and Air. Great discounts for veterans and for seniors. DIY page. Just go check them out on the web. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Back in a moment. It's 6:20.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. If you got together with people yesterday on Labor Day, what did you talk about? What was the topic of conversation? Was it family? Was it COVID? Was it vaccine mandates? Was it Afghanistan? Was it anything else going on? What was it? I'd love to hear from you. And the reason is because I think something's going on out there that's impacting every area of our life. And I mean it, friends, every area. We'll get to that, and I'll get to Rich's email because it relates to my experience yesterday. But let's go to the phones. Go to Jerry. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Jerry?
Jerry, good morning. Yeah, you're there.
Hey, go Ducks. Yeah, go Ducks. Yeah, we talked a lot about the ivermectin and the mandates and everything else. But we got a lot of victory stories yesterday, especially. We had a guy that he's been suffering from it for 2 weeks. And my friend put him on the ivermectin protocol. And within 24 hours, his oxygen went from 93% to 98%. He had a tank, and he went from, I think it was 7 liters to 1 liter. And basically is completely healed. He'll probably be completely healed today. Happened within 24 hours of taking the ivermectin.
That's amazing. But it follows on, Jerry, with, remember, I don't know if you heard me tell the story of, my agricultural consultant friend who had the same experience using ivermectin. And I will tell you, that was a topic of conversation that we had last night, specifically ivermectin. And some of the people that I was with had COVID, took ivermectin. One of them is a retiring pharmacy manager for a huge company's name I will not name.
No.
And we were talking about vaccines and all of that, and they talked about ivermectin. And I got to tell you, I mean, people are taking it, and they're taking it in place of other things, even like hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Well, this guy actually did have some hydroxychloroquine, too, which helped. But the ivermectin blocked. And this same person, she went up to Washington, took two people out of the hospital that were basically on the deathbed. One had terminal cancer, and one had heart, diabetes, and all sorts of issues, 80 years old, put them on the ivermectin treatment, and within a week, they were cured. And basically, they're on their deathbeds. I've taken it for preventative. She has been around all sorts of people with COVID, including her relatives, 8 of which had the vaccine, 8 of which came down with COVID. And she has been doing this for 6 months with the ivermectin preventatively, and she has not had it. She says, now, maybe I had it and had no symptoms, but she has not had it, and all of her relatives who took the vaccine has had it.
Wow. Thank you.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But the mask and the vax is not working.
Well, no, it isn't. And all you have to look is at the data on Israel right now. And it's clear. It's clear.
British Columbia, too. I mean, Great Britain, too.
That's right. Same deal. Jerry, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. That's Jerry's story. What about yours? What were you guys talking about yesterday? What are people in your world talking about? Is it things like this? I'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. RighteousRenovations.com. That's Eric Azer's website. And they've kind of renovated it. And as you go, and I'm looking at it right now, RighteousRenovations.com. They've got step-by-step process. Get a free estimate from them. Watch how your home evolves before your eyes and enjoy. And they talk about bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, tile work, window and door trim, door and window installation, decks, fences, and then they have these great before and after pictures. And then they have the customer testimonials. RighteousRenovations.com. Have confidence that you can work with a contractor that'll treat you right. Rich wrote me this email about vaccine or the shot or jab. This is what we talked about yesterday. This shot isn't a vaccine, he writes, from the definition. It is a shot that may or may not work, according to the manufacturers themselves and websites. The masks don't work and have not worked. I only missed approximately 6 days of not going out into public last year and 5 days this year. We take our vitamins D, C, and zinc, and I also keep moving, cutting wood, splitting wood, hauling gravel and dirt, so I'm just outside working. We're not going to get the shot. If we get it, COVID meaning, then we'll go get ivermectin or the Regeneron process. There's a real problem with all the hype to get the jab and an extreme reluctance to offer other remedies. Isn't that strange? My niece is an RN in Portland and has taken the shots. She has had the Chinese virus twice since the shots. So no, it's not a vaccine. Hard to argue with that, to be sure. So friends, there's on the Liberty Daily, all over the country, not just in Oregon. In fact, there's a story that says it's happening. Police and firefighters in Los Angeles form a group to resist vaccine mandates. Seattle police, already decimated by pro-Antifa policies, could lose 200 more officers to vaccine mandates. That's another story. I'm telling you, folks, there's something going on out there. This whole business of COVID and how it has impacted our lives and vaccine mandates now, I'm telling you, I think it is a huge political game changer. I really do. So, friends, what are people talking about in your world? As we go to the bottom of the hour break, we'd love to hear from you. And just an informal poll. Doesn't have to be what I'm thinking is going on. What are you hearing in your world? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Shoot me an email to Jeff, KSLM.news, or Jeff at 1220.am. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, quick heads up. Tomorrow morning we have Oregon governor candidate running as a Republican, Jim Huggins, joining us. He actually announces tomorrow. Formally, he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And that kind of kicks off a lot of the both the governor's candidates and frankly, other candidates that are going to be joining us are running for Senate, for Congress, including maybe this new congressional seat. There's lots to talk about there. So we'll get into all of that. But that's tomorrow at 6:30. What we're talking about today and what I want to know from you, what did you talk about or what are people talking about in your world right now? When you got together yesterday on Labor Day, what were people talking about? In a moment, we're going to go to Jess. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I told you what the group of people that I was talking to, what they were talking about. Everything was COVID related. Everything. In fact, we couldn't get away from it. Ivermectin, the impacts in our lives and in our families, because invariably you talk about families, right? Well, we couldn't get away from the fact that people's lives are being dramatically changed by all of the political policies around COVID and vaccine mandates and ivermectin. And are we going to stand up and say no to tyranny? In fact, by the way, thanks to the hydraulic cartoon guy who wrote me this, says, I'm getting lazy, but it's still funny. I was just watching something on the Rolling Stones ivermectin article. How are they not spreading misinformation? Where are the domestic terrorist police when you need them? And then he sent me a picture of Kate Brown. And the caption is that she's standing there from the lectern. She says, well, we can't mandate vaccines to the homeless and people of color because that would be violating their civil rights. Yeah, boy, that says it all, does it not? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Pfeiffer Roofing, just great American company. Salem Company, family-owned company since 1978. They have this new product called Roof Max, and you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. This is a soybean-based product that they literally just spray it on your asphalt shingle roof. And what does it do? Well, it permeates the composition of that asphalt shingle roof. It rejuvenates it. It gives it extended life. And it does that at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. To watch a great video, go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. Or give them a call and they'll come out and give you a free estimate. Maybe this is the right product for you. 503-647-4725. That's Pfeiffer Roofing's number. 503-647-4725. Let's go to Jess and then we'll go to Rich. Jess, good morning. What were people talking about yesterday, or what are people talking about in your world?
Everything that you're talking about in your world. I mean, it's just flip page, same thing. Today, I would like to address the police situation, the 30% plus that you were mentioning earlier. There's another road to view here that seems to be avoided constantly, and that is the police themselves. I want to have a police force, a viable, functionable, worthy police force, but as with the conversation concerning our Afghanistan withdrawal debacle, people were saying, well, why aren't the generals following the Constitution? You can't leave our people there, blah, blah, blah. Well, on the same turn, what about these 30%? Are they just infected with stupidity from the Marxist left? Or is part of that also what they actually see? And what do they see? They see what I see. They see what my brothers, my son, my friends see. And that is police that basically, not all police, but a good darn chunk of them, have no honor. The Constitution or the oath thereof doesn't mean nothing. And then we look at the politicians and we demand that they follow the Constitution. And then when law enforcement comes around, policy enforcement, and that's what it is, turn it off. They need
so,
to
so
stand
when,
up.
Jess, when you say that
about that oath. That,
so when what is it, what's the basis in your experience and what you just said, that mm-hmm. some of the police, a chunk of them, I think is what you said, don't have any honor because they don't fulfill the oath of their office to support the Constitution? Is that it?
Yes, sir. Right on the money. Just for a background, I have no criminal record, so I have no bad taste in my mouth because I got run through the system. But right. I have had plenty of contact with police at a variety of social issues, whether I'm holding a sign standing on a sidewalk, announcing my cause or something like that. And I have some very bad actors come up to me, police, that do not have a problem lying, do not have a problem trying to deceive, do not have a problem trying to intimidate you out of your rights. They have no honor, and that's the way they act. I don't know why they act that way. But it's plain to me, it's plain to everybody else. I would believe that if the police would act more honorably and take that dang oath to the Constitution a little more seriously, just like we're held to the account of the law, and they are not, because some politician flips their switch on and off. I mean, this is Buffalo. That has to go away. We have to have people stand up with courage and say, this is right, and this is wrong, and this is my job, and my job is to enforce the law. Even-handed, blinded eye, doesn't matter if you're homeless or black or white or green or yellow, doesn't matter. That's what has to happen for those take a chunk out of the 30%.
Well said. I couldn't agree with you more. Jess, thank you. I thank you for your opinion about that. And I got to tell you, I think that I'm just going to give kudos to these 9 Oregon State troopers who filed this lawsuit, along with a bunch of Klamath County firefighters, and Trooper Nowling, he's the one who made the video that said, I'm going to get fired, and he's been placed on administrative leave. They are saying it's unconstitutional. And they're actually doing exactly what Jess thinks ought to be done. I think Jess's point is interesting in that, based on personal experience he's had, that's how you formulate this opinion that 30% of Oregonians in this recent survey think it's fine to abolish police departments. That's based on his interaction. I think he's right. I think, and this is tough, and for those of you who are listening to my voice that are in law enforcement, I mean, you've got families to feed, you've got mortgages to pay. You're no different than the rest of us. But yet you have to take the jab. You have to do what you're told. That's how it works. At some point, though, even in the military where you have to be, you have to do what you're told. If you're given an unconstitutional order, it's in the UCMJ, and you guys know it, you can stand up and say no. And that's what Jess is talking about. And I'm going to urge, it's tough. And again, I respect you guys for doing the hardest of all jobs, I think, is being a cop, to be honest with you. You got to stand up and do the right thing. Just say no. Because if you don't, that number of 30% says it's okay to abolish police departments, it gets bigger. We got to stand. We got to stand together, all of us. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning. My thought is, when we talked about it all the time, and yesterday was no exception, is it's very strange how, one, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine was poo-pooed in March of last year, and specifically banned, conveniently. And at the same time, the big push to go to these other three so-called remedies. It seems very strange that in other cases there's always other remedies than the stock and trade, but now we're faced with mandatory shots for remedies that aren't really remedies, and it's really strange on why it's being forced on us so hard.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just describes it perfectly. I mean, it just all seems too contrived and convenient, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I always look at it this way. When the wrong people are pushing hard to go in one direction, I want to stop and understand what's going on.
Especially when it goes against our constitutional rights, and frankly, it goes against just common sense. Especially common sense. Rich, thank you. Corby writes an email. If you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. It says, I've experienced more medical malpractice yesterday. My mom had to call 911 for my dad as he was having chest pains. They told him to put on a mask and wait outside. And then the ambulance got there and they had him walk out to the street where the ambulance was. Thankfully, he's okay. I'm thankful I wasn't there when the ambulance showed up, because I wasn't very happy about how they were forced to handle these situations now. When will people get it through their heads that these COVID shots are not a vaccine? They are the equivalent to the modern day gas chamber. Mo writes, school masks. I don't know if you'll be able to open this link or not, but I copied it from a friend's Facebook post. This explains a lot if true, and it's a Facebook photo of school mask here. Now, actually, they took it down. There you go. That's what happens. All right, not enough time, to be fair, to Art, but I do want to know, when you were with people yesterday, if you were, what were you talking about? What are the issues that have people talking these days? We'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Get back to the phones and your emails.
As they march through town to the riverside,
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today, 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I got a text message from a never-to-be-named state employee wanting to know if it really was true, is true, that these state troopers and firefighters have sued Kate Brown. Yes, it is. My only problem with it, and it's pretty minor, is that they didn't do it in federal court. That's what it should have been. Got another email from David, and he said, we talked about the failure of the Christian church to stand against tyranny in the United States. They're hiding in their holy huddles under the misinterpretations of Romans 13. Tyranny is evil. So God gave us our government. We are called to be stewards of everything that God has given us. Yeah, well said. Said any ProBioscience, folks, is a Salem-based company that makes these great CBD products. You hear me talk about them because I use them. Last night I took some tincture under my tongue and I slept great. I use the pain stick when I have muscle soreness because I have old injuries and every now and then I aggravate them just by my lifestyle of working out and being active and that kind of thing. If you want to try CBD, especially now if you're in a sensitive position where you're drug tested, you can buy CBD products from ProBioscience that are guaranteed to pass any drug test. Why? Because they have absolutely zero THC in them. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. I'm looking at it right now. They have great topicals. They have beauty products. They have edibles. They have products for your pets. I use some of these. Maybe you could use them too. It might make you feel better, non-drug, don't get high. Boy, does it work. Pro-bioscience.com, or you can give them a call at 503-877-9859. 877-9859. If you buy anything online, use the discount code, the word TURN, T-U-R-N. September is the month where the seasons turn. So use TURN, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What'd you guys talk about yesterday?
Jeff, basically, what the hell am I going to do to make a living if Kate Brown has her way? But anyways, you know, Rich should understand this. Big Pharma has big control over the narrative, and of course that's a dangerous thing. And then you throw the Democrats who want money, power, and control, and you get the perfect scenario and of why what's going on. I mean, Big Pharma wants control of all of this stuff. They want to make the most money that they can. That's why there's the ivermectin controversy. Even that lie that was thrown out there about Oklahoma having hundreds of people hospitalized because they had poisoned themselves with right. ivermectin. Right. And it was an absolute lie, Jeff. And you know, most of the stuff that is coming out is being controlled by Big Pharma and their narrative, and all the rest of the stuff is being squelched, including...
Yeah, and not only Big Pharma, but it's the politicians and it's the leftist news media that have joined with them. Thanks, Art. It's hard to argue with that. I got to go to Tim, and then we'll move to Pat to end the show. Tim, good morning, and your thoughts. What were people talking about yesterday?
Most of the people that were there were state employees, and they were talking about mandatory and vaccinations. One of them was in the healthcare, was let go because they were a nurse because they wouldn't get a vaccination. But what a lot of the talk was about the governor and how she's out of control and what they think she's going to be doing. But there was one thing that was missing, Jeff. They were all reactive, not proactive. There wasn't one comment made about, here's how we address it, here's what we could do, or anything else. It was just all reactive. That's what was depressing.
Hmm. So would you say that normally these are people that would support Kate Brown and her policies, or does it sound like they're having second thoughts now?
I would believe they didn't support her before. Okay.
But you're saying what was depressing was that they're not talking about going on offense against this kind of thing. So in other words, they're not talking about lawsuits or joining lawsuits or anything like that?
Correct. And they don't think there's anyone who is. So if there are people, organizations that are attacking it, they don't know about it. Like there's no Republican Party.
Yeah, well, forget the Republican Party. We got to look at Freedom Foundation. We got to look at Pacific Justice Institute. And frankly, we got to look at these 9 state troopers and a bunch of these firefighters who have filed this lawsuit. Thanks, Tim. Freddie writes in text, says, I watched college football, and in the Michigan game, 107,000 people in the stands and no masks. Go figure. We'll end the show with Pat. Pat, good morning. What do you say today?
An update on the masking thing. I went to town on Friday, and I do have to rely on people taking me, so I didn't get to go to a lot of places. But the places I did go to, I didn't wear a mask, with the exception of Diabetic Systems Support Group, because of other people possibly being in there that were very susceptible to things. But there was one place I did get kicked out of. And it was kind of interesting because I went in, and the young man was very nice. I didn't wear a mask, and he pulled out a mask and said, "Do you need a mask?" I said, "No." And he said, "We require a mask in here, and if we don't, if you don't wear a mask, we get fined $5. So he said, "You either wear a mask or you can go outside, and I'll help you outside." So I said, "I'm going outside." And so I went outside in the hot sun, and then he came out and helped me. But after I got home, I got to thinking, I wished I'd whipped out the $5 and given it to him and said, "Well, here's my $5. I'm not wearing the mask. Now write me a receipt because I didn't wear a mask."
That's interesting. Fining employees for something that a customer does. Mm. Wow. That's
pretty
powerful.
No, I don't know if it was the employee or the business would be fined. Now, I also heard, I think, the other day that OSHA is no longer fining these companies and so forth for people not wearing masks. Is there anything to that?
Well, there appears to be, because I'm hearing that also, and then frankly at the Oregon State Fair,
mm-hmm.
apparently OSHA wasn't showing up like they were threatening to do.
And
I'll tell you why, Pat, and I'll tell you the entire audience, and we'll finish the show with this. I'm hearing that Kate Brown intends to rescind her executive order. That's what I'm hearing, scuttlebutt, politically, after we get through this little COVID spurt, but before her executive order, the deadline, because the politics is killing her and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're figuring it out because they're polling it. I would be if I was them. All right, friends, thank you for joining us this day. I deeply appreciate each and every one of you for listening, for participating. Keep praying for this great state. Thank you.